Let's get out of the way early because we got to talk about a lot of actual recruiting stuff. But I know one of the many questions I get asked in my emails, and I'm sure you've been asked, but haven't had a, maybe haven't had a chance to talk to folks, or maybe you have. Fallout. Does this hurt Tech's recruiting in any way?
Well, I think initially, obviously, I think the staff has to do a lot of damage control because I'm sure that's a question that comes up in dealing with the recruits and the commitments. And of course, it's never good to get this kind of exposure for the program. In terms of the commitment so far, I haven't spoken with a commitment who has been thinking about decommitting or something like that as a result. And in the few of the prospects I've had a chance to speak to, it doesn't seem like it's had really a major effect with them either. Obviously, we'll have to see. It's getting pretty close to signing day, just exactly what happens. But at this initial point, anyway, it doesn't look like it's really hurting Virginia Tech in terms of this year just too much.
Well, that would certainly be good news because, mm-hmm. I tell you, like you're right, it's not the kind of exposure you want for the program. And I know one of the people I talk to regularly over there when the gun charges were filed said that the feeling over there that, the way this has gone, the best words and all the stories were former Virginia Tech quarterback. It's kind of, and they didn't mean that, like, I'm glad he's gone, but in a way they did because with all the problems that keep mounting. Now, that kind of leads into Jarrell Miller, the Highland Springs linebacker,
mm-hmm.
who committed at that All-Star game and is going to North Carolina. I know there was immediate speculation on the message boards, maybe not amongst people who are in the know. I think TechSideline.com has a lot of very responsible posters. Like any message board, maybe some who aren't. And there was a lot of speculation that maybe that did help sour Mr. Miller. Highland Springs Tech has been a great pipeline, but
right.
people seem to be overlooking when they made that Wyatt Hicks is at North Carolina from Highland Springs. There's a pipeline there, too. He's close with Jarrell Miller. I have not spoken with Jarrell, but I think it may be he just wanted to go to North Carolina, and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I think, kind of as it got, I think a lot of the Jarrell's thinking in terms of going out of state probably happened before, before the Marcus Vick situation happened, and I think there's a lot of pressure to stay in state, and North Carolina, as you mentioned, has a former teammate of his in Wyatt Hicks, who's a great guy as well, and he's at it. And Jarrell's he's made a lot of unofficial visits to North Carolina. I think he's developed a really good relationship with coaching staff there. And, I think there was a lot of pressure to stay in state. And, that kind of helped maybe push him to look at, look at some more schools, specifically like North Carolina and Tennessee. And in the end, I agree with you. I think he just wanted to, I think North Carolina was the choice he wanted to go to. Perhaps had there been, there's a lot of talk that in terms of the pressure maybe to stay was so great that may have forced him to go. But I think Jarrell really, not to take any credit away from North Carolina, I think their coaches did a great job. And as you mentioned, I just think he really liked, the school and feels comfortable with his decision. So I really don't think in my opinion anyway, that the whole Marcus Vick situation really had anything to do with Jarrell's decision.
I think you're absolutely right, unless I hear Jarrell himself say it, I'm not going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one other subject we talked about, Chris, that you and I know as signing day gets closer, 3 weeks from today, always sticks in my craw. We talked about decommits because they happen every year. And I've since read that, and it's odd that he's the Floridian. I did a story from the Gator Bowl how they've gotten out of Florida and they're going to take only special situations. So the son of a former Hokie, mm-hmm. backer, commits out of Florida. Is he really visiting Florida State after his commitment?
Now, well, I have actually an interview lined up with his Bud Thacker's coach tomorrow morning, so hopefully, I'm going to confirm that. But it's looking like he is certainly going to take an official visit to Florida State this weekend, and I know, we've had a lot of conversations, I think, in the past about Florida commitments and things like that. I think Doug right now, is pretty solid at Virginia Tech, but of course, every time. It's really tough to really call him, solid, given that he has taken an official visit to Florida State. And, Florida State, I know early in the process, was a school that he liked a lot. He went up there for a visit, and he didn't get an offer, and he just, from what I was told, it didn't really feel like he was, it didn't feel like he was a top target on their list. And now, since obviously Florida State's come in recently, he's going to give him a chance and take a visit there. So we'll see what happens. And it's obviously never good when they take when prospects take an official visit to another school. So I'm sure a lot of Hokie fans are nervous at this point to see what's going to happen, and because you really just don't know what's going to happen, and he could just be blown away by Florida State and end up changing his commitment. But at this time, I think he really likes Virginia Tech. He respects Virginia Tech. Obviously, his dad went there, which certainly couldn't hurt Virginia Tech's chances. So we'll just have to see at this point what happens. I don't expect him to take any other visits. I think it'll just be Florida State. And then we'll see if he's either going to firm up his commitment to Virginia Tech or if he's just going to if he's going to start to think about it a little bit more. So we'll just have to see after this weekend, which is when he's planning to take the visit, I believe.
Well, I am real eager to read your updates on that one, because without harping on it like I normally do, I've had a tough enough few days. You know what I think? Commitment means committed. You're done. I got no problem with a young man changing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem with a young man exploring his options. But do not come out and announce you're going somewhere and then say, well, I hate that. Commitment means commitment. That's where you're going to go. Recruiting is over. But unfortunately, that's what drives coaches crazy. It's why they got to spend time and money babysitting commitments to keep other people away. And I think every school's guilty. You know, I've used this story before. There's a basketball coach that used to be in the state that never was shy about saying, I like waiting for a kid to commit to start recruiting them, because then I know who my competition is.
That's right, yep.
It's a crazy business. So, yeah, I'm going to, you know, the word soft, it's soft commit. That's like being a little pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. Either you're committed or you're not. But anyway, hopefully we won't have too many more of those to discuss, because I hate writing about them. I hate hearing about them. So maybe next week when I have you on, you'll say, yeah, he went down there. He decided he's committed this time. This time he means it. It's another reason you ought to be able, when you're ready, sign. None of this wait till February. You want to go to Tech? Fine. Here's your paper, sign it. Anyway, let's move on. We'll talk about another one of your updates now, Chris, and then we'll come back after the break and talk about a few more. But Brian Whitmore, the All-State defensive end from Oscar Smith, also the high school that produced Greg Boone, who now is a little more in the quarterback picture than he was. Four stars, 6'4", 245, three visits this month, and then it's a decision sometime around signing day, which will be February 1. Tell me a little bit more about him.
And I guess speaking of kind of the soft commitments, although it seems like with Brian, he was pretty candid when I spoke to him a couple weeks ago that he just felt he actually committed to Maryland last month on his official visit, which was December 9th, the weekend of December 9th. He admitted to me that he just felt made a mistake and committed too early, and that he's been pretty open with that. He wants to take, you know, just these visits to make sure he's making the right decision and to obviously see if if one of these other places is the best place for him. He has not ruled out Maryland by any stretch at this point. He's going to take an official visit this weekend to UNC, which obviously I'm sure they would be absolutely thrilled if they can get two of the state's top prospects. It would be a pretty huge coup for them. And obviously they've already gotten Miller, but then he's actually going to South Carolina next week and Virginia Tech on the weekend of the 27th. And talking to Coach Morgan from Oscar Smith, Coach Morgan fully expects him to take all of those visits and then make a decision. Kind of similar to I believe what Greg did last year, which was make it pretty much on around signing day. And we'll see what happens. I know Maryland came in right down to the final school with Virginia Tech last year for Greg. So they're certainly right there as well this year. I think North Carolina has the potential to be there as well. South Carolina is a school probably I'll put on the outside looking in. I do like Virginia Tech's chances though, especially if they get him on campus. And I know Brian's taking these official visits with his parents, and I know Virginia Tech will probably be very anxious to get him on there and on campus and show him and his parents around. And so we'll see what happens. But I think, Brian is certainly a very talented prospect. You mentioned 6'4", 240 pounds. He's a defensive end. Coach Morgan was telling me that he expects him to be a fully defensive end, possibly outside linebacker, but he thinks he's going to be a defensive end on the next level. And I really love his ability to come off the edge, really very, very fast off the edge. He's very athletic and would be a tremendous pickup for Virginia Tech if they can land him. In a year where it seems like a lot of the state's top prospects are certainly going out of state, we saw another one, a top 20 prospect in Lucas Caporelli commit to Wake Forest this past week. So it's the trend is kind of continuing. So we'll just have to see what happens. But Brian's a very top prospect, and I would expect the decision ultimately to come down to Virginia Tech, Maryland, and North Carolina. So we'll see. But you never know. He's going to take that visit to South Carolina. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, you know, if he comes out and says, I made a mistake, I committed too early, in other words, I'm no longer considered commitment, I can sort of respect that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a kid. It's the ones who say, well, I'm committed to Virginia Tech or wherever, but I'm going to look elsewhere. So I can live with that. Hey, one more thing before we go to break, Chris Korn. LeSean McCoy, the running back from Pennsylvania, ended up not going to that All-Star game. So his announcement didn't come, and he ended up, I mean, I know he's recovering from an injury, or was it something unrelated to the injury that kept him away?
From what I had an opportunity to talk to Bishop McDevitt, athletic director slash running backs coach Tommy Mealy, he just told me that it wasn't really anything. I don't think he was obviously ready to make his decision. I talked with a representative from the Army Bowl, and they mentioned that LeSean was feeling a little bit ill, and that was the reason that he didn't make it. But nothing really to do specifically with that ankle injury. I think that's from what I last heard, was healing up pretty fine. But still, I think LeSean's decision is expected pretty soon. He has left Bishop McDevitt High School and transferred to, I believe it's Milford Academy. I haven't confirmed that, but I believe that's the school. And it's still looking, Virginia Tech's still in pretty good shape from what I hear. Penn State is there, USC is there. But I think, you know, Virginia Tech right now is in good shape. And so we'll just have to see what happens. But, you know, McCoy is still an outstanding prospect, and had he announced this past weekend, I think Virginia Tech certainly had reason to feel good about his chances, and still does. I think feel pretty good about his chances. So we'll just have to see what happens when he announces. There's no date that I've been able to find out in terms of when an announcement would be, but I do expect him to make a decision probably before February. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, there's lots of hand-wringing because, as you know, Kevin Rogers is interviewing maybe as we speak. Mm-hmm. It was today in Minnesota for the quarterback's coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
He's offered. I suspect he'll take it because it's a considerable amount of money. I know he told me when I talked to him about the Mississippi job that Frank Beamer makes it hard to even think about going somewhere else because he takes good care of his assistants. But they're offering a lot of money, and I suspect if he's offered this job, Kevin Rogers is gone. I know McCoy, Adjipong, several others up in that region, the Pennsylvania, northern mid-Atlantic, if you will. So there's a lot of hand-wringing what that'll mean. But as you mentioned, when you talk to some of the kids after the Virginia fallout, that's if the kid likes the school, he'll deal with that.
Right. Yeah, and in terms of Coach Rogers, I talked to Mike G last night, who's already committed to Virginia Tech. He told me that it's not really going to make a factor with him in terms of Coach Rogers if he does leave. And I really don't think it's going to affect Jason Adjipong, who was Virginia Tech's most recent commitment, or Zach Luckett, the wide receiver out of New Jersey as well. I don't know really how much it'll hurt this year. I think Coach Rogers does do an excellent job recruiting, though, and you mentioned the kind of northern region that you were talking about in terms of Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey. He does such a great job that I think it's going to be a loss. Future years, obviously, he's such a great recruiter and such a every recruit I've spoken with has just raved about what class act he is and how professional he is and actually just seems to relate to the kids very well at the same time as being professional. So I think he will be a loss in those particular states. But this year it doesn't seem like it's going to have a huge effect at this point. But you never know what can happen. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Chris, 3 weeks from today, the Hokies have, depending on who you count, they probably have 10 more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Edwards from Westlake in Atlanta, Georgia. Down to two?
Yeah, that's right. He took an official visit to Central Florida this past weekend. He seemed pretty impressed with Coach O'Leary, as well as the city, which, of course, is in Orlando. And then he really liked the players and the coaches. He rated his visit a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And with 10 obviously being the best. And he's going to take an unofficial visit to Virginia Tech here either next weekend or the weekend of the 27th. He's going up with his parents. The reason he's not taking an official visit is that he's actually already done so. He took an official visit for the Miami game, but didn't feel like he got enough opportunity to see everything that Virginia Tech had to offer. So he wants to go back up and check it out with his parents, see if he feels comfortable with it. And, assuming Virginia Tech is still is certainly going full speed after him, I think they should be able to get a commitment from him when he takes his visit with his parents. So Mario has liked Virginia Tech for quite a long time, and Coach Lorenzo Ward has done a great job recruiting him. And I know Virginia Tech likes his versatility. Likes him. He has the ability to play either. He's probably going to be a safety. He can play some corner, I believe, but probably a safety. But he's pretty versatile as a safety, and I think that's what they like about him. And I know just in talking to a few people, I think Virginia Tech's pretty pleased with several of the Georgia prospects that they were able to sign last year in terms of Sergio Render and Dorian Port. So I think Mario Edwards is in his own right a very, very solid prospect, 6'1", 180 pounds, and it's certainly a good time that he's going back to visit Virginia Tech. And I would expect them, like I said, assuming that they are still going after him full speed, that they would be able to garner his commitment.
You know, interesting. Georgia has become this fertile recruiting ground after not getting anybody for 30 years. One other guy, one on my list to ask you about it tonight, but since you mentioned him, Reggie Ball's brother, is it Marcus?
Marcus Ball, right?
Yeah, is Tech still on the hunt with him?
Yes, they are. It's Virginia Tech, and I believe it's two out of three Florida schools, Miami and Florida State, are pretty much the schools that he's looking at right now. And Virginia Tech, I think is still in the mix. Obviously, they've done a good job recruiting him. I know he had a really good official visit when he went for the Miami game. But I think the Florida schools, Miami and Florida State, I know he's been pretty high on them as well. So it'll be pretty interesting to see where he actually ends up going. If Virginia Tech is able to get him, obviously, first of all, he's a five-star prospect, which is always good to get. They talk about good publicity for the program to get some five-star prospects, and LeSean McCoy is another one of those guys, five-star prospect. But Mark is 6 foot, 204 pounds. Could play linebacker probably in college, but to me it would be a pretty an excellent rover candidate for Virginia Tech if they were able to get him. And I know he's one of the top defensive prospects in the country. So it'll be interesting to follow where he ends up. Like I said, I think he's been high on the Florida schools, specifically Miami. Florida State's been there as well. But, Virginia Tech's done a good job of keeping themselves in solid position with him, ever since that official visit. So we'll just, at this time, no decision date, but we'll see.
Interesting that Georgia Tech not in that mix.
Yeah, that's right. They were in there. They were in there earlier on, but I think they've just, recently. I think it's been kind of narrowing a little bit more to, Virginia Tech's been able to be there, and then, like as I mentioned, the Florida schools. But certainly, I think they have another brother who I believe is at Central Michigan. That may be the wrong school, but I believe that's where he is. And I don't think Reggie is a huge factor in where Marcus goes. Obviously, I'm sure they get along fine and stuff like that, but I think Marcus is just looking for, the best place for him, and he's been high on the Florida school since the beginning, it seems like, and Virginia Tech did a good job on its official visit when he took his official visit. So, Georgia Tech certainly is an interesting mission, and I'm sure Georgia Tech would love to be up there with him. He's such a talented prospect that he's the type of guy that probably could contribute as a true freshman and would be just an outstanding get.
Matt Wright, one of the kids I know when we were talking earlier about kids who may move up in your rankings, and let me just drop this in there. When are you re-ranking?
Actually, I'm hoping to put it out on Friday, if not definitely by Monday. So certainly it's coming out pretty soon. trying to crank it out, just talking to a few more people, and then it should be out by Friday.
Good. Give us something to talk about next week. But anyway, Matt Wright from Phoebus, changing his plans a little bit.
Yep, he actually was supposed to go to South Carolina. Actually, before he told me on the 6th, he since canceled that. He was supposed to go to NC State this weekend. He has since canceled that in favor of UNC. Again, popping up, I mentioned them with obviously got Miller, and they're in there with Whitmore, and they're going to be hosting Matt Wright as well this weekend.
Let me interrupt and ask you: is the same North Carolina assistant recruiting all these kids?
Honestly, I'm not totally sure on that. I'll have to check, but I'm not too familiar with in terms of UNC's primary recruiter areas. But I would imagine the same coach is recruiting Whitmore is recruiting Matt Wright, since they are pretty similar areas. I'm not sure in terms of Miller though, but Wright is taking a visit to North Carolina. He's going to Virginia Tech on the weekend of the 20th. And then he's got Virginia scheduled for the weekend of the 27th. I do think Virginia helped itself with an in-home visit that Al Groh made last week. I think Matt seemed pretty impressed by that. And but I still think Virginia Tech's the team to beat. I think that's the visit weekend when he goes there, I think, is the weekend to watch. He's actually also going there with his teammate Brent Vinson, who is deciding between Virginia Tech and Tennessee. You know, Matt's a pretty important prospect. Obviously, with so many in-state kids heading out of state, I think Matt's just a very important prospect to land for both in-state schools, and Virginia certainly in need for some talented linebackers, and Virginia Tech is as well. They're in need for some talented linebackers, and Matt's certainly just a very good player. Just been talking to a lot of high school coaches in that area. Just he always makes a lot of plays, and you can see it on film as well. He's a very good athlete. 6'2", 215 pounds, and just a playmaker, just a guy that seems to sniff out a lot of plays, and it's a very talented prospect. That's why he's risen on my list, just in having an opportunity to kind of learn more about him. So we'll just have to see what happens in terms of where he ends up going. I think he did tell me that he wants to take all of the remaining visits, but like I said, I'm kind of watching that Virginia Tech weekend to see if anything comes from that, or if he does indeed take his visit to Virginia, and then maybe has an announcement after that.
All right. Well, Chris, as always, you've been great, and we're out of time suddenly.
Oh, man. It goes by pretty fast.
It flies when we're having a great time. We appreciate it, as always. Next week, we will talk about your re-ranking, so the pressure's on. Get that stuff up there, son. I got to have something to talk about next week.
I will. It'll be up sooner, hopefully sooner than later, that's for sure. So.
Okay, we'll look for that on techsideline.com, and I guess the same list goes on the saber.com.
Yep, exactly right.
Okay. Look for it on both those sites. Read Chris's excellent work on both those sites. And, Chris, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.